This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Christmas was going on 10 weeks ago now, and if you bought something for somebody that involved a rebate, chances are you're about to get that check in the mail. Retailers and manufacturers spend millions of dollars trying to get us to buy whatever it is that they're selling, and rebates are a favorite tool. From WABE in Atlanta, Georgia, Jim Burris explains why that is.
Okay, this is a story about rebates, but really, it's about hoops.
I'm here with Debbie Fitzgerald, who lives in a northern suburb of Atlanta, and we have a hula hoop. So my question for you, Debbie, is if I am a retailer and you are you, the customer, what would I have to do to get you to jump through this hoop, also known as a rebate?
Actually, I would do anything to jump through that hoop. I really would. If it was a rebate, I'm doing it 100%.
Fitzgerald had already decided a few weeks ago to buy an LG phone from her local Verizon retailer. When the salesperson mentioned the $50 mail-in rebate, it became game on.
It was like taking a test, you know, at the DMV. You're like, I cannot fail this. I cannot fail this exam because I want my money back. So there's a little bit of pressure on making sure I did it right.
With $50 at stake, there's a good bet most consumers would take the time to get it right. But would we bite at, say, just a few bucks? Maybe, says Harvard Business School marketing professor John Gorville.
You're in a store, you look at a package, and it says $5 with the $2 rebate. And you say, hey, that's a pretty good deal. I'm getting 40% off.
Gorville studied the psychology of that thought process, and he found people who want the item anyway often use a rebate to justify the purchase. In their heads, they effortlessly jump through hoops. So cutting off the proof of purchase, taping it to a section on the rebate form, filling in serial numbers, and slapping down a stamp, no problem. But after the purchase, reality sets in. It can be a hassle.
The cynical perspective is they would prefer to make it difficult so you don't actually redeem. I think that is a fairly fair assessment.
In the past, there was a push to sometimes not have rebates fulfilled.
Jason Adkins is CEO of 360 Incentives, a rebate fulfillment company. And he says hassle used to be a built-in part of the rebate game. But he says manufacturers view rebates a bit differently now.
In today's world, with a rebate, you can have up to 8 touch points with that consumer, which is very different than the old world.
Back in the day, rebates involved one-way communication to a PO box. Well, now much of the process is online. For example, you can opt into text message updates. If you choose that, chances are you're comfortable engaging with a smartphone, and knowing that is valuable to companies.
Now with technology online, email, text messaging, we can actually have a conversation with the consumer.
And with rebates taking 6, 8, or even 10 weeks to fulfill, it's a long conversation. The reason it takes so long to process your money back? Fraud. Adkins says people fake about 1 out of every 10 submissions. Looks like rebate companies have their own hoops to jump through. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.